Unit 2.
Hello, my dear friend. How are you? How are your parents? Yesterday, we met a very clever boy. Do you remember him? His name is Vova. Oh, I think that's him. Wait a minute. I'll open the door. Who is it?
It's Vova.
Come in, Vova.
Good afternoon, Miss Lorraine.
Good afternoon. Close the door, please.
Okay.
Please take your seat at the table. Yesterday, I gave you some homework. Have you done it?
No, I haven't. I'm sorry.
If you want to go to England, you must study hard. You must do all the tasks I give you.
All right, Miss Lorraine. Next time, I will do them all.
Okay, let's begin the lesson. Tell me about your day.
About my day?
Yes. Answer my questions, please. Do you do morning exercises every day?
Yes, I do.
Can you swim?
Yes, I can.
Do you swim every day?
Well, nearly every day.
Where do you usually swim?
I usually swim in the lake, but in autumn it's cold and I go to the swimming pool.
What do you usually have for breakfast?
I never have any chips or spaghetti for breakfast. I usually drink black coffee with sandwiches.
How do you get to school?
My father has a car, but I seldom go to school by car. Usually I go there on foot. I can think about a lot of good things when I'm walking.
What's your hobby?
My hobby is singing rap and drawing. I like drawing people very much. Men and women, boys and girls.
All right. Here are some pencils and a few sheets of paper. Draw pictures about your day. Have you finished yet?
Not yet.
Sorry, we don't have time for this. Well, my friend, help Vova draw pictures about his day, please. That was the first task, or task number one. Now let's read 10 new words.
Thing, yesterday, tomorrow, remember, understand, if, month, already, camp, dream.
Can you rap them?
I think I can. He sings about many things. Yesterday was a good day, but tomorrow will be the day of sorrow. I'm ready, already. I don't understand where to stand. Do you remember the month of December? I will be happy if I see a coral reef. There's no lamp in this camp. We often dream about ice cream, yes.
Very funny. Thank you, Vova. Okay, and now let's do the reading exercise. Read the sentences and write these words into them.
He often doesn't remember things that he did yesterday. Can you understand that my dream is to go to the children's camp tomorrow? If you miss me, you can write me a letter tomorrow. Tomorrow will be the first day of the last summer month. I've seen this film already. When? Yesterday.
Well done. Vova, at home, you must learn all the new words. Find them in your vocabulary and translate them into Russian. Understand?
Yes, I understand.
You know, Vova, last summer in June, I went to England. I met a very interesting man there. He is a professor. He's very clever, and he studies and knows many things. His name is Professor Smart.
Does he teach students?
Yes, he does. He works at a university and teaches students. He has a big group of students. Most of them are very bright.
Are they British?
Some of them are British, and some are from other countries, from the United States of America, Australia, and from Europe. There are also a few Russian students. If they want to be good students, they must all study hard. They read a lot, but in the evenings they play games, dance, play the guitar, and sing songs. Yesterday I got a letter from Professor Smart. Here it is. Can you read it?
Of course I can. Dear Miss Lorraine, it's your new friend, Professor Smart. Do you what's that, Miss Lorraine?
Don't worry about it. The professor's typewriter is broken. Just write the letters in.
Okay. So, do you remember me?
Do you remember me? We met in London last June. How are you? As for me, I'm fine. Every day, I get up early in the morning and do morning exercises. You know, I'm not young. I'm old. But I want to be strong. And if you want to be strong, you must do morning exercises every day. Sometimes I even swim in the morning. There is a small lake near our house, and I often swim in it with my wife. Can you understand me? I think you can. Yesterday, I didn't swim. I had a temperature. I'm not very well today, but I'm a bit better. Tomorrow, I will go to the lake again. In summer, for 2 months, in July and in August, the university is not open. It's closed. Last summer, in July, I worked at a students' camp where I met many clever young men and women. I miss them all. Many of them write letters to me. I'd like to answer them all, but I don't have time for it. I think they understand. As for me, I like to do a lot of things, but the hobby I like best is reading. I read nearly everywhere, in bed and in the kitchen, in the car, and in the university. The last book I read was about monsters. I didn't like it very much. I don't understand people who read such books. The next book I'm going to read is about Russia. Do you have any dreams, Lorraine? You know, dreams can come true. As for me, I dream about going to Russia. I haven't been to your country yet. Russia is a very big country. I want to see many cities in your country and meet new people. Can you show me your city? Just a few places. They say your city is very beautiful. Write back to me, please. Give my love to your parents. Best regards. Yours, Professor Smart.
Yours, Professor Smart. That's all.
Vova, look at these pictures and cross out 5 pictures that shouldn't be there, please.
All right.
The professor is ill. What should we do?
Let's write him a letter. All people like to get letters. He'll feel much better when he opens it.
I remember a song about letters.
Can you sing it now?
Yes, I can. Listen and try to learn it.
If your friend is ill, just write him a letter. When he opens it, he will feel much better. Remember to write him a letter. If he misses you, he will feel much better. If he misses you, he will feel much better.
I like this song.
Great. Next time you can sing it yourself, okay?
Okay.
So the professor's dream is to come to Russia. Let's write a letter to him. I can't find a pen.
Let me help you. I can type it on the computer. I can type well.
Yes, I know. Okay, sit at the computer. Now listen carefully. Dear Professor, I was happy to get a letter from you. Of course, I remember you and your beautiful wife. How are you getting on? How is your wife? As for me, I'm okay. I was happy to read that you would like to come to Russia. Russia is such a beautiful country. I think you will like it. If you stay with us, I will show you many beautiful places here, and I will tell you many interesting things about our country. When will you come? Autumn in Russia is a very beautiful season, if the weather is not bad, of course. Most of the trees are yellow, orange, and red. Winter in Russia is usually cold, but it's great fun. There's a lot of snow on the ground, and people ski, skate, toboggan, and make snowmen. Our country is so very beautiful in winter, but I like spring best of all. Beautiful spring with the first green leaves and grass, first flowers and butterflies. Summer is very good, too. Will you come in autumn, winter, spring, or summer? Choose any time you like. We'll be waiting for you. Last summer, after going to England, I stayed for a month in a small house in the woods, and I learned to swim there. I couldn't swim before that. Now that I can swim well, I can understand how you like swimming. I swam in the lake nearly every day, even if the weather wasn't fine. Now it's my hobby. I often go to the swimming pool with my friends. I've already been to the swimming pool today, and I had a great time there. During August, the third month of summer, I was an English teacher at a children's camp. I met many bright children there. They wrote me a lot of letters in English, and I answered them all. Recently, I got a letter from the best football player in our group. His name is Mike. He is a pupil in the third form. He wrote that his parents had given him a computer, and he learned to type and to draw different things on it. He drew me a picture of his newly repaired room. It was beautiful. Yesterday, I wrote him back. Dear Professor, you asked me about my dream. Well, I want to go to other countries. Next year, I would like to go to Egypt to see the pyramids. What about you? Have you ever been to Egypt? It would be good if you would go there with us. We are waiting for you in Moscow. Give my love to your wife. Best regards, Miss Lorraine.
Is that all?
Yes, that's all. Let me read the letter. All right, no mistakes.
Let me print the letter.
Please, Volvo, put the letter in an envelope, close the envelope, and write the address to Professor Smart, London University, London, England, UK.
UK? What's that?
Well, the United Kingdom is the name of the country.
Ah.
Well, we're done now. It's late in the evening already, so I'll send the letter tomorrow.
I can post the letter on my way home.
Thank you, Vova. How kind of you. Let's do the grammar exercise now. Write is or isn't.
What is it? Is this a block? No, it isn't. This is a block.
Is it really a block? You have just said it isn't a block.
Oh, no. Of course not. This isn't a block. This is a box.
That's right. That will be your homework. This time, please remember to do it.
All right, I will.
Here is the English alphabet. Can you sing it?
Yes, I can.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Now let's write the spelling dictation. Listen carefully. The first word, or word number one, B-A-T. The second word, or word number two, J-A-M. The third word, or word number three, F-R-O-G. The fourth word, or word number four, S-N-A-K-E.
Wait a moment, please. I'm not ready yet.
The fifth word, or word number five, P-A-R-R-O-T. The sixth word, or word number six, C-H-I-L-D-R-E-N. Don't forget to do all tasks in your book. And our lesson is over. Now you may close your book. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Miss Lorraine.
Wait a minute, Boba. Remember to post my letter.
Oh, yes, sorry. I forgot.
Our next lesson is tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
See you.